Praise the Lord, this is Tony Alamo, and this is tape number 36 in regard to eating, drinking, breathing the Lord Jesus Christ, who is also the seed, and all the items of the living God are incorporated within the seed. When I brought the message, I think it was tape number 35, I was not meaning that people have to stop eating the type of things that they're eating, because the Bible really doesn't require that. The Bible talks of that the kingdom of heaven is not food and drink, and it isn't what we put in the body that defiles it, but it's what comes out of the body that defiles it. The things that we say that are the opposite of what God says, and or that we are talking about things that are unlawful to talk about. When people are talking, they're single people, and they're talking about sexual experiences, and they're daydreaming about different things like that, that's coming out of the body. That's in the mind, and it's coming out of the body. It's in the heart, and it's in the spirit, the soul. It is true, however, that, you know, I was on health foods for a lot of years, and I believe that that's why my body is very strong today. But I couldn't really sleep. Sometimes I'd be up for 2, 3, 4, and 5 days at a time, and finally I'd get sleepy. And so I wanted to be like other human beings that get tired during the day and then they go to sleep at night, and so I started eating a lot of junk food. And as every one of you know, that I was in the prison for the gospel, and they had bad food there, and you were restricted as to what you can eat. And when I got out, I just sort of let the good times roll so far as food was concerned. I just ate just about everything. And the Lord told me about, I can't remember exactly how long ago it was, but it was several months or even a year or two. He said, if you eat good, and I really know how to eat good. I ate seeds for years, which have life in them, and I ate herbs. And I even managed, you know, when I was younger, a chain of well-known hamburger stores, and I never ate one French fry while I was there, or a hamburger. I wouldn't eat the greasy stuff. All I ate was seeds, and that's what they called me, the bird man, when I went there. And that's when I was in the best shape that I've ever been in my life. But so I started eating these junk foods, and I started getting tired about every 2 days. And I don't like the feeling of feeling weak, and I don't feel near as strong as I did before. And so those of you that are overweight, or you're underweight, or you're feeling sick, or you're feeling weak, I would suggest to you very much that you should do as the Lord says and eat things that are good for your health and strength rather than for your taste. Amen?
Amen.
So there's no, you know, you can ask the Lord to bless it. A lot of the Gentiles say that. But really, I see them not doing the work of the Lord, so they really don't have faith anyway. And so how are they going to have enough faith to bless pork or shrimp, lobster, and all these other things and have it be clean? You must have faith in order for the Word of God to work. Amen?
Yes.
Well, anyway, let's get on with this message, tape number 36. Let me pray before we go on. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank and praise you for the seed and for you making us seeds. Lord, we thank you for your word. We ask that you open every heart, every soul, every mind to receive the message in this tape. Lord, anoint us in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Okay, then what?
The Lord Jesus as being the seed of the woman, the seed of David, and the seed of Abraham. In both the Old and New Testament, the Lord Jesus has many titles. Among his many titles, he has the title of, quote, the seed, unquote. In Genesis 3:15, he is the seed of the woman who will bruise the head of the serpent, quote, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, And between
He's talking to the serpent here. Okay, then what?
And between thy seed and her seed.
Between satanic seed and the seed of the woman, the one that would bring forth Christ. Then what?
It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
I'd rather have my heel bruised than my head. Amen?
Amen.
Then what?
In 2 Samuel 7, he is the seed of David, verse 12. And when the days be fulfilled, thou shalt sleep with thy fathers. I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish his kingdom.
Okay, then what?
In Genesis 12, he is the seed of Abraham, verse 7. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said, Unto thy seed will I give this land. And there builded he an altar unto the Lord who appeared unto him.
Okay, and the land is symbolic of the kingdom of heaven. So that seed and all those that are the seeds are Jesus is the seed, and we are the reproductions of that seed. Okay? Then what?
In the New Testament, Galatians 3 states that the seed of Abraham is the Lord Jesus, verse 16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ.
Right. So Jesus is the seed, like the corn of wheat that was sown into the ground, and it grew up, and there came many other seeds forth. Amen? And then what else?
Remember, Abraham had two sons, Ishmael and Isaac, but only one seed.
Ishmael was not the seed. He was the son, but not the seed. Now the seed was in Isaac. Was Isaac. Amen?
Amen.
The seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jesus is. Then what?
Ishmael was the son of Abraham, but he was not the seed. The third chapter of Galatians tells us that the unique seed of Abraham is Christ, of whom Isaac was a type. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ.
Amen. Then what?
Isaac was a type of Christ as the seed of Abraham. The seed as being the word of God.
Okay, so the Bible, you know, the Lord talks about in the parable of the sower, he said that the seed is the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And the world is the field. And then he talks about the children of the kingdom being the good seeds. Amen?
Amen.
And then Christ himself is the seed that brings forth the many seeds. Okay? So when we are seeds, good seeds, the children of the kingdom, it's only because of the fact that Christ sowed himself and we become reproductions of him, his body. All right? Then what? That's what it means, all right? And what?
The seed as being the word of God, the sons of the kingdom, and Christ. The Gospels show us that the Lord Jesus likened himself as a sower sowing the seed.
He was the sower and he was also the seed. Amen?
Amen.
He's the word of God. And he came into the world as a man and he sowed the seed, right, that brought forth life. Okay, then what?
The seed, Jesus said, is the word of God, Luke 8:11.
Read it.
Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. The sons of the kingdom, Matthew 13:38. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom.
Okay, so your seed, it says right there, amen?
Amen.
And who's talking of this? Jesus, amen?
Amen.
The seed are the children of the kingdom, amen?
Amen.
Are you going to call Jesus a liar?
No.
If you are, you're going to wind up in hell, all right? He said we're the seed. Okay, the good seed, as a matter of fact. And what?
But the tares are the children of the wicked one.
Yes, I wrote that out too. Okay, keep going.
Quote, the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one, the tempter. The enemy that sowed them is the devil, the tempter. It's Luke 8:11.
Yes, it's the people that are not doing what Christ, they're not reproductions of Christ. They're talking about evil things, about like they want to get away from the church. They want to go out and do their own things. They're dreaming of lustful things, and they want to go out in the world to perform them. They're not the seed. Amen?
Amen.
They're like Ishmael. They're really not even like Ishmael. I don't remember Ishmael ever doing anything like that. Amen?
Amen.
So they're demon-possessed. They're tares then sown into the church by the devil, the tempter, to try to tempt other people in the church to go away, to leave the Lord, and to think the same way they think instead of thinking as Christ thinks. Amen?
Amen.
All right, then what?
Luke 8:11. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. And Matthew 13:38, the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible.
Right. The incorruptible seed is like, you know, if you're in a corruptible person, you're of the devil. I mean, you're a tare. There's no question about it. Those that are incorruptible are of the Lord. They're the seed of the children of the kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
And if he's living and abiding in us, and the seed remains in us, well, then we're seeds. So long as we're planting seeds also, we have to become sowers. In other words, we have to be farmers. Amen?
Amen.
And we have to be begetters, and we have to be feeders, those that feed. The Lord said, feed my sheep, 3 times to Peter, amen, if
amen.
You love me. Feed thy sheep, and if you don't, then you're a corruptible seed. Those are commandments, 3 times in a row. Then what?
The word of God is the embodiment of Christ.
Right, the entire... all the items of God are in one capsule, which is called the seed. The Spirit is in the seed. The Word is in the seed. The Word is the seed. The water is in the seed. The food is in the seed. The breath of God is in the seed. And the Spirit of God is in the seed. Amen. Everything that is God is in the seed in Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So if we receive Christ and we become like him, then we are seeds, right? We're sowers, we become farmers, we become those that water people, and feeders, feed people too. Amen?
Amen.
And then also we sow out into the world. Life. The life is in the seed. Okay, God's life is in the seed. So we have to eat the seed, and we have to sow it. Then what?
The word of God being the seed means that the seed is Christ.
Okay. Read it again.
The word of God being the seed means that the seed is Christ.
Because Christ is the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
He's the seed. He's everything. He's the Holy Spirit. He's the life-giving spirit. No one but the Holy Spirit can give life. Amen?
Amen.
Eternal life. He's the way, the truth, the life. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to him. He's the manna. He's the breath. He said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. And he blew his breath into the disciples, and they were saved. But they didn't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They needed that other experience, which happened later on the day of Pentecost. Then what?
As the sons of the kingdom, we are also the seed.
As the sons of the kingdom, we are also seed. Because the Bible says so. You just read the scripture just a couple minutes ago. Amen?
Amen.
He says, and the good seed, Jesus said, are the children or the sons of the kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, now, we have to remember that. That we are the exact reproductions of the Lord. If I sow some a corn of wheat or a corn of a seed of corn, and it grows up, that's a reproduction. That's not an imitation. Amen?
Amen.
That happens to be identical corn that you can eat. It's the same corn that was sown into the ground. And if the seed of God in Christ enters you, and you began growing, then you're the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You're the seed, which is Christ, and you are a seed, or of you're the seed of Christ, which is you're a son of the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
Or children of the kingdom. But if you are not a partaker of the seed, then you are not. You're a tare, sown by the devil, the wicked one, the tempter. Then what?
As the sons of the kingdom, we are also the seed. This means that we are the reproduction of Christ, the unique seed.
Yeah, there's only one seed like him. Amen?
Amen.
That can reproduce the exactness of him. That's unique. Amen?
Amen.
When he gets sown into your heart, you're not going to become corn or some vegetable or produce. You're going to become Christ-like. Amen?
Amen.
Not an imitation of him, but an exact reproduction of him. Then what else?
In John 12:24, the Lord Jesus indicates himself to be the unique seed or grain who fell into the earth and died.
Read it.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
Much other seeds. So can you read a little bit more?
He that loveth his life shall lose it.
And what?
And he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal.
Right. If you love your life, you're unwilling to sow yourself into the earth, in other words, which is a symbolic of meaning that you're unwilling to surrender your entire life, the life you lived before, so that you can have the life of Christ, so that you can be an exact reproduction of him, then you're going to lose your life. If you are accepted by the Lord, you will surrender yourself onto the altar of God and become a living sacrifice unto him so that you can have life eternal. If you lose your life that way, then you'll gain immortality, eternal life. Okay, then what?
If any man serve me, let him follow me.
Right. Follow him means die out to this world as he did. Deny thyself, take up the cross, and follow him. Following him means that we walk in the Spirit. The Spirit of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is in us, which enables us to follow him. There's no other way that we can follow him. Okay, then what else?
And where I am, there shall also my servant be.
Right, so that's saying that we're together. Amen?
Amen.
Christ and his servant are one. Then what?
If any man serve me, him will my Father honor.
Keep going.
Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour.
Right, and that's why the Lord caused us to become a seed, is for us to, whatever hour comes our way, for us to drink the cup like Christ did. Okay? And the devil will tempt you not to drink it, but woe be unto you if you don't. Okay? You have to do as the Lord does if you want to enter into the kingdom of heaven as he has. Because rejection of the Lord is the same as Saul. The minute that Saul rejected the Lord, he wouldn't do what the Lord said, in other words. The same thing with Adam. The spirit was taken away from the spirit of life. Okay, now go back into the message.
Through the death of the one grain of wheat, many grains are produced. The one grain is Jesus, and the many grains or seeds are us. Hence,
when a shoot of corn comes up, there's many cobs of corn on the plant, and on each cob is many seeds. Amen? And it all comes from one seed. Right? And all those seeds, if they're planted, they even produce even more. And that's how the kingdom of heaven is brought about here on earth. All right, then what?
The one grain is Jesus, and the many grains or seeds are us.
Right. And the grains are the same as the grain that was sown to make the grains appear. Right, then what?
Hence, we are the reproduction of Jesus, because the many grains are the reproduction of the one grain.
You understand that? Okay. So if you're not like Jesus, then you're not the seed, the grain. Then what?
Human words are not sufficient to explain the marvelous and deep mystery of the rich seed, which includes all the items of God in the seed of life. It is important for us to remember that the Word of God is Christ, and we are the seed. We should not desire, have the ambition to be mere Bible teachers, but we must be seeds for the reproduction of life. The Apostle Paul told the Corinthians that he was their father who begot them through the gospel, 1 Corinthians 4:15. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel.
Right, so he was the seed. Amen. Jesus won the disciples. Paul won the disciples. With the word of God, the gospel. Okay, so Jesus is the sower of the seed. He's also the seed. So we also are the sowers of seed, and we're also the seed because of Christ that lives in us. All right, then what else?
In 1 Corinthians, Paul used the phrases to describe his relationship with them. Quote, I fed you, chapter 3, verse 2.
He's a feeder. Amen?
Amen.
I like to feed people too. Amen?
Amen.
It's a must. Go ahead.
I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able.
Okay, I just mentioned I have fed you. Okay? Then what?
Quote, I have fed you, I planted, verse 6.
I planted, okay, read it.
I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
Yeah, God caused life to increase by the planting and the watering. It's God's farm again, amen?
Amen.
We have to become farmers and feeders, right? Sowers, which means you're a farmer. Sowers. And feeders, begetters. All right, then what?
And, quote, I have begotten you, 1 Corinthians 4:15. For though ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel.
By sowing the gospel into you. The seed. The grain, and I lived the life in front of you so that you could believe that I truly am a sower of the seed and a person that is a feeder. All right? I've seen many people begotten by the seed that I've sown. You have too, haven't you?
Yes.
All right, then what?
Paul made it clear that he had begotten them was a true fact, and that he had planted and fed them. Paul was a father, a farmer, and one who feeds, a feeder. We need to be sower of seeds in our home turf and the world. We must sow ourselves into the church life in our church place and the world. We must be those who beget, plant, and feed others.
I mean, in our place, that means our community, our house, our community, and the world. The home church, our community, and the world. And what else?
We must be seeds with life in us and in them for food. We should not think that we are to pass on to the world only teachings for knowledge. We should be in the world as seeds with life in them, which are good for food to feed others. We need to plant ourselves, sow ourselves as the seed wherever we are. Then we will be fathers and farmers. We will be the ones who reproduce and bring forth life.
Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo, and this was tape number 36 on feeding. Amen. Eating, drinking, breathing, and the seed of God. All right? Praise the Lord.